So Oasis is a Christian charity open to all people of all faiths and none, and we are motivated by the thought that everybody needs to be included in community that supports them. And so that's led us to work around the world, and specifically here in Belgium now, with the most marginalised, with people who have no access to community, no access to services that they deserve, and no real means to thrive. So that means that we work with trafficked and exploited women. Predominantly we work with Thai and Indonesian women who have been brought in on marriage visas. They usually experience severe domestic violence. And then there's a gang of traffickers that go around, and from that situation of vulnerability, they put them into the house brothels, which are just ordinary houses. They could be hidden in your neighborhood. What we do is we work to try and, first of all, make contact. And we have a helpline in Thai, French and English. We visit the brothels, giving them a bit of information about what their rights are and what the helpline number is. And we just form friendships. And slowly they tell their story. And we're able from that to give them advice, connect them to a lawyer. If they're experiencing domestic violence, we take them to hospital to get evidence of what's been going on. We help them go to the police and overcome any prejudice that there might be there, and help them with translation. And then we work with social services. We also work with vulnerable children on the streets of Brussels, and this all started, there was a famous squat called Yesu Squat. There was 270 people living in an old broken down building, including 70 children. And we started working with the children because they were vulnerable to being trafficked as well. They were in a very dangerous situation, lots of violence and vulnerability to being exploited. So we worked with the families and made sure that they could go into school. We arranged for them to have breakfast and lunch at the school. And at the same time, we worked with their families, try and get their papers in order and make sure that they're in adequate accommodation and represent them to the social services. It also helps in the fight against radicalization, because that's another form of exploitation, because the message comes into a family in desperation. And one of the things we do as Oasis is we commit ourselves for the very long term. Change doesn't happen fast, it happens slowly. In November, we'll be running from Kolkata to Mumbai across India, and we're going to be doing awareness raising events all the way along it. And people just volunteer and come and run. As an organisation, we're supported by donations. We're not supported by government. The best way, if you want to support the work of Oasis Belgium, is to go to our website, oasisbelgium.com, or you can go to the In the Long Run website, which is ITLR.org, and you can donate and support and leave messages of encouragement there as well, which would be very much appreciated.